Hi, this is Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of the Search Health IT Hit Squad, in which Kristen and I talk about the health IT stories we've been covering. This week, we're going to focus mostly on Internet of Things, or IoT, in healthcare and wearable health technology, including the Apple Watch. Kristen, you spent time recently doing some videography at Stanley Healthcare, one of the leading companies in IoT applications in healthcare. So what interested you the most about Stanley's technology, and can you talk a bit about whether you think hospitals and healthcare systems are going to find it useful and affordable?
Affordable, I'm not so sure, but it's pretty state-of-the-art equipment that they've got over there, but useful definitely. They've got infant protection products where they put a tag or badge onto the infant so they can track them around the hospital and facility and ensure that they're safe. They've also developed senior living devices that help with fall management as well as tracking residents, particularly seniors who may have some sort of illness like Alzheimer's and shouldn't be wandering around on their own. They've also got environmental monitoring products, so keeping track of temperature of refrigerators, freezers, IT closets, etc., to make sure that, you know, certain foods or medications or even IT equipment is kept at an appropriate and safe temperature. They've also got a hand hygiene product that tracks when a physician or nurse washes their hands. So do they wash their hands upon entry to a patient's room and before they interact with the patient? Do they also wash their hands before they leave the room and interact with a different patient? This is kind of a big deal right now, given that at hospitals, a lot of illnesses spread because of this. And so making sure that the staff is compliant is a huge deal. And they've also got real-time location services products. And this is really cool. This is actually where IoT really comes into play, especially given what Stanley is doing with patient flow. So they're able to track patients, physicians, and nurses, and by doing this, they can improve the patient experience. So they can see how long patients are waiting. They can also do things like people in the post-anesthesia care unit can see what's going on in the ORs, see where surgeons are in the progress of that case, and then figure out when the patient will likely be done and arrive and make sure that they're ready for them. So that's really cool. And they also have a data analytics platform that they use.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff too over at Stanley, and it is really cool.
Really cool. But Sean, so you recently spoke to a couple of IoT experts about how IoT works in the healthcare setting, even how the Apple Watch could be used in hospitals, right? What did you learn?
Well, I learned that IoT systems using RFID and NFC tagging technology, sort of like what Stanley Healthcare's products are based on, are already being used in hospitals to track and manage medications, as you mentioned. So I spoke with MIT Internet of Things researcher Stephen Miles, who's been worked on a few healthcare applications in addition to industrial IoT stuff. He told me about a pilot he participated in at Boston Children's Hospital, in which tablets and likely smartphones in the near future replaced bulky, expensive carts used to barcode scan labels on medications, and that includes the infusion tubes, hard to scan things. It's pretty cumbersome using the cart. So that's one application. I also spoke for in another interview with Frank Palermo of the IT consulting firm Virtusa. He's an Internet of Things thinker and an Apple Watch fan. And he told me that he thinks the biggest benefit of Internet of Things in healthcare is improving the patient experience, just as you spoke of, Kristen, before. He envisions care kiosks where patients would check in, you know, list their symptoms, just the basic stuff, so the doctor or nurse doesn't have to ask them that stuff in the first 5 minutes of the appointment. As for the Apple Watch, Palermo really thinks it'll catch on in hospitals because of the Apple ecosystem, the popularity of the Apple ecosystem. It's already spun off a lot of healthcare apps, and it's likely to spawn a lot more with Apple HealthKit aimed at app developers. And a lot of the EHR companies already have apps for the watch. And so he's pretty bullish on that. He thinks the Apple design is desirable, and desirability will drive adoption for patient monitoring, biometrics management, and regular wellness tracking applications, for which there are many wellness and health wearables, not just Apple Watch.
And speaking of Apple Watch, I know that you're dying to talk about the Apple Watch that you just got. So how has that been going so far? Have you had to tell people that you have it, or do people just kind of notice that you have it?
I usually tell people that I have it, but it's... You know, you can't always tell it's an Apple Watch because a lot of times it, the screen is dark. It kind of lights up when you hold it up. It's got excellent fitness tracking capabilities, probably equivalent to my old Jawbone Up band. It has the text messaging capability. Well, I should stick to the wellness and health capabilities. I tried it at a workout the other day on a stationary bike, and it measured the pulse, calories and time just as well as the state-of-the-art exercise bike I was using did. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it also makes you stand up at odd times, correct?
Yes, indeed. Even at the movies, yeah.
And you did it, as
I
you
did.
Told me.
Stood up at the movies, yeah. Hopefully nobody was behind me. I am having fun with the watch. So, Kristen, in your entry on our Health IT Pulse blog, you wrote about FDA-regulated wearable health devices and how one IT services firm found that they're saving the national healthcare system a lot of money. Can you talk a little bit about what you found out?
Yeah, so this is based off of research done by Accenture, an IT services company, and they found that FDA-regulated digital health devices, which actually do include IoT devices as well, could save the healthcare system more than $100 billion in the next 4 years. Now, I talked with Accenture, and the company told me that they conducted this research and made these estimates based on the idea that regulated digital applications and devices will improve medical adherence, make health-related behavioral changes in patients, as well as decrease emergency room visits, therefore reducing spending in these areas. So that is what they are basing this research off of. And they also did predict that by the end of 2018, FDA-approved digital health solutions will triple in the number that are available. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with all that.
Yeah, that's positive news for IoT and wearables.
Yes, definitely. So that wraps up another episode of Hit Squad. Please join us next time at Search Health IT, and thanks for listening.